are back! Yay! Just in case, we apply lip gloss and more vanilla.
We want to smell Aramis.
Yeah, and we're ready to sniff Gabriel. Oh, Gabriel, you smell so good. It's magical. So, yeah, so it turns out that we're there with Julia and Gabriel, and everything looks beautiful. It's decorated like a fairy tale with so many flickering lights. And it's very romantic, too. Because,
yeah.
Oh my God, you know, just a regular walk would have been nice. But the fact that he took some time to think about the setting, making it romantic, and making it look like a special event for her, you know?
Yeah.
He took time. So, interesting. So, anyway, so Gabriel takes her there.
Bye, Juliana.
Oh, bye, Juliana. Juliana.
Leaving.
Okay. So, Julia says that he didn't have to go through so much trouble. She would have been happy with the old blanket on the ground. That's what they used before, which is true. But then he tells her, and this is one of my favorite quotes, he tells her, I like spoiling you. Ooh.
Aww.
Wait. You know, sex is a way of spoiling us, too. Hint. No.
I want you to spoil me with sex.
Yeah. Orgasms. Come on. Do it.
Yeah. Spoil me.
Spoil me, man. Anyway. So, yeah. But look at that. He has, his eyes are glimmering. And Julia's like, oh my God. What the heck? Something's happening here. Twitchy wants to come out. Maybe it's a full moon and it's like a werewolf. He's going to transform into a sexy lover.
Oh, maybe.
Anyway, so Gabriel asks her if she would like a drink. And she's like, sure, why not? What does he have? Oh, nothing. Just a bucket with champagne. Oh, my. Look at that. Champagne. Fancy. Now, this is really getting serious, right? Because it's not just regular water.
Chapter 34 of GI, right? Strawberries and champagne.
Yes. Oh, my God. All we're missing is the tiramisu.
Yes.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, yeah. He's ready. He serves her. And he asks, shall we toast? Yes, of course. But then, wait. maybe we should drink something else. Because remember, he has an addictive personality. And he was drinking a lot before. So, yeah, what about that, Gabriel? Maybe you should have brought sparkling cider. Maybe, I don't know. Since he can't drink, it's just like, you know, it's almost the same. I won't complain. Sparkling cider, cheers! Right,
yeah.
Now. Although, maybe it's just me, but I was expecting hot tea instead, because it's cold outside, so.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nothing says warm like a nice, icy bottle of champagne in, like, 30-something degrees.
Yeah.
But who's complaining?
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, and they're about to toast, and he tells her to Julianne, my beloved. Aww.
Aww.
Right? And then Julia's like, no, it should be to us. We should drink to
and
us.
Twitchy.
Yes, and Twitchy. That's part of us too. And he goes like, that too. To us. Clear. Cling. Cheers, everyone. Muzzle tov. Bottoms up. So, yeah. And then Julia asks him the million-dollar question. How did you do all of this? It must have taken you hours. Yeah, how did you do this,
me.
Gabriel?
Maybe Mr. Bancroft.
Right? Well, he tells her that Mr. Bancroft was the one who's taking care of the house. So, ooh, really?
Oh, that's news.
Mm-hmm, we did not know that. And Mr. Bancroft is the one who was arranging all of this while we were eating Rachel's Chicken Kiev. So,
yeah.
Oh, you don't say, really? So, okay. But, I don't know. I don't believe him. I don't think it all happened just today, like, a few hours ago. I think this started a long time ago, maybe a few chapters ago. I don't know. Let me see my note. Chapter 30! Flashback! Are we ready? In chapter 30 of Gabriel's Rapture, Gabriel strode, and I quote, Gabriel strode through the misty blackness into the woods behind what had been the Clark's house. He brought a flashlight, but he almost didn't need it, but he knew the woods well, that he, even if he got drunk, blah, 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 blah. He stood at their orchard periphery. He stood at the orchard's periphery, his eyes closed as the chill rain westered down, and he has a flashback about him and Julia when they were together that first time, and he tells her, look for me in hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in that same chapter, later on, it says, he hadn't planned to return to the orchard without her. He hadn't planned to leave her. So I think this is when he was thinking, when I return, I will propose here. Maybe. He spent a lot of time alone, so maybe he was remembering that time. He thinks, you know, I'm sure she will forgive me. She will understand. And then I will bring her back. And he was designing his special proposal. Like, I will have lights over here. And I want a tent over there. And I will have a little couch here and blah, blah, blah. So that's my idea.
Yeah, like
he was working on his proposal way back.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And then he brings a bowl of strawberries. Ooh, while they're drinking their champagne, he thinks that the strawberries is the perfect time right now and it will enhance the flavor of the champagne. And he asks her if she wants, you know, may I? And he feeds her. So, ooh, food porn. Again, chapter 34, the strawberries, the tiramisu, the champagne.
He likes to feed her, right? He said it's an act of love.
Mm-hmm.
Feed someone you love is an act of love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, he makes a good, sexy feeding time.
Yeah.
He's trying to make sure she won't say no. You know, think of this, Julia. I'm teasing you. If you say yes, I will continue. Right? Think of Mr. Twitchy. So, ooh. So, anyway, he brings the strawberries to her lips. And this is a favorite quote from Susie, who loves the whole paragraph. So, thank you, Susie. And from me. So, yay! Again, the food porn. And in case you were wondering, what is the music in the background that it's playing right now when Julia and Gabriel are together in their orchard? The magical scene. Well, I asked the boss and I asked Iris from the Muses, and they told me that the two songs playing in the background is Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra, and then If Memory is, you know, they remember, the boss remembers, I've Got You Under My Skin was in the playlist as well. So, yay! So, very romantic music.
As always, mm-hmm. It's Gabriel.
Okay, so the favorite quote is, Julia laughed as some of the juice from the berry escaped her mouth. She moved to wipe it with her hand, but Gabriel's fingers were faster. He traced her lips slowly, capturing the juice, and transferred his fingers to his own mouth before sucking on them. Delicious, he murmured. As he repeated this ritual, Julia began to feel strangely lightheaded. Gabriel's sensuality, even bridled, was dizzying in the extreme. So, oh my! Sexy time!
If I were Julia, I will then don't do that if you are not going to have sex with me tonight.
Right.
So please don't do it.
It will be hard to resist him, especially after that.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially when he's sucking his tongue. It's like, oh God.
Leslie says sensual.
Mm-hmm. Sensual, yes. Yeah. Yes. What do you think, Andy?
I think it's always a nice scene, you know, the way that progresses, like sweet and then sexy. And it's like crescendo, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that the proposal thing, right? right? Right. He cheats her. He prepares everything, and then he cheats her: champagne, strawberries, and then when she almost ready, almost begging for more, he says, "Oh, wait a minute, I have something to ask you first."
Right. He likes to tease her.
Yeah.
So then Julia thinks, it's okay, he fed me, now I have to feed him, I have to be a nice person, right? Mm-hmm. Well, turns out that it didn't help because it got hotter when she returned the favor and she feed him. After she feed him the strawberry, he took her fingers into his mouth, swirled his tongue around them, and then he sucked. Oh my god. I think I'm about to come. Like, stop it. It feels so good. Like, oh, yeah. I'm not feeling anything.
Mm-hmm. Monica said, I'm afraid I would have a big O without him even
right?
touching me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's touching, but it's like, oh, God. Remembering with those lips and the talents. That talented mouth he has, apparently. Remember chapter 34? She was like, oh my. A mouth made for sin. So, yeah. So, after he sucks on her finger and we're fanning ourselves and about to faint, he tells her that it's sweet, like candy.
Oh my god.
Really? I was sucking on my fingers earlier today and it didn't taste like candy. It tastes like chicken.
Oh my god.
And butter. Just kidding. I don't know. So, yeah, look at that. Anyway, but you know, that reminded me of that time when they were in Gabriel's Inferno when he was drunk and he gave her that kiss, drunk Gabriel. And he gave her a soft kiss. This was before he gave her the conscious kiss, but he gives her a kiss. And Julia is about to, like, faint. She's feeling so much and she's thinking, oh my god, it was real, the kiss was real, the feelings were real. And then he tells her, sweet, like candy. So, oh my god, flashback. And then he proceeded to falling down and falling asleep. So I was like, oh, candy, want some more candy? Really? So yeah, but look at that, he thinks she's sweet like candy again. I'm surprised he didn't say sweet like vanilla.
Oh my god.
That would be nice.
Like too much.
too much love.
Yeah.
Maybe in the next scene, you know, when it's like the big time again. Like the he's getting close and he tells her, ooh, you're sweet like vanilla. Oh my god, really? Just
there's a song, okay. I think it's Debbie Matthews Band.
Mm-hmm.
The song I think is Crash.
Really?
Crash, yeah. There's a line that says, sweet like a candy to my soul.
Ooh.
I think it's crashing to me. I think it applies to Gabriel, that line is sweet like a candy.
Ooh,
it's a Crash, Debbie Matthews Band.
I need to check it out after this. It's like, research. Yeah, you know, boss inspiration. Right. It's like, boss, in case, you know, you need a muse, Andarta has a new song. You should listen to it, maybe.
Maybe he knows because it's a very famous song.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, he's a fan, right? Line, Hands of God, he could find Russian
for you. So, okay, look at that.
Okay.
Maybe in the next story, boss. Nicholas and Acacia. Yeah. Hint.
Fan fiction.
So, ooh. Oh, look at that. Pam is fanning her face. Okay.
Yeah.
So, let's go back to the scene, right? Gabriel is there with Julia. And it's romantic. And she's feeling a lot of things. Like Morgan says, down there.
Oh.
Right? So then Gabriel tells Julia, as if we weren't melting right now and we were about to like come and stuff. And this is my favorite quote. Gabriel tells Julia, he tells her, do you have any idea what you do to me? The flush of your cheeks, the warmth of your skin, the speed of your heart. It's beyond words. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Do you want to suck on my finger again? Just for a little bit. It feels good.
So, I need to feel my heart again.
Right? No, heart. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it everywhere.
Yeah,
the heart is the palpitations.
Oh, Ferreira is saying something to you, Betty.
Oh, okay. I see it says, Amores voy indolnesa. I don't know what that means. Andy?
She said that she's going to
be okay. Oh, okay.
But she said that she's in love with you, Betty. Oh,
thank you. Thank you so much. Muito obrigada. We hope you have fun. And don't be a stranger. We welcome you. Our doors are open.
Yes. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
He has such a beautiful voice.
I'm a little bit jealous.
Aww. Okay. I love your voice, partner.
Me too.
So then Julia, a smart cookie, she goes and takes his hand and puts it around her chest. Look at that. Which is like, oh, Julia. Feisty. Not feisty, but you know, like, shaggy little girl. She's like, feel it, Gabriel. Feel my heart.
Everything.
Yeah, feel it. Lower. Yes, you do this to me, Gabriel. So, yeah, I mean, I think we all would go like, yeah, feel free to feel
here,
more.
Feel down there. Feel
right.
Everything.
Feel it. It needs more warmth, and you have such strong and warm hands. My bosom welcomes your love. Anyway, so Gabriel tells her that he intends on eliciting more of that reaction from her for the rest of his life. Oh, really? What about now?
Pan is asking you something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I say crotch? Wait, no, what did I say?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm going to have to listen to the audio. Oh, I think I might, maybe I drank a bit too much scotch when I was, you know, sitting with Papa Tom and Richard. Like, yay, scotch! Cheers! It's a cold evening, you guys. No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Gabriel is making his intentions very clear. He's saying, I'm going to elicit this reaction for the rest of my life. For the rest of my life, do you agree? Are you going to be with me for the rest of my life?
Right! Like, we're so, like, right now lost in the whole, the touching and all of that. But, yeah, he's telling her something really serious right now. He's not going to leave. This is forever, as Tasia would say.
The same thing that happened before, that I left you here and you were looking for me and couldn't find me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be with you for the last of my life. Do you accept me? Oh.
Yeah, so, which reminds me, you know, we were all complaining. Well, at least me. I've been complaining, like, come on, Gabriel, give it to us. Do it. End that vow of celibacy and all of that. But, you know, that one time he went to her apartment in Toronto and they made love, or as she used to think, he fucked her. You know, that one time they didn't speak, they didn't really communicate what was going on, he just left. Without letting her know he was leaving, and then he disappears for a couple of months. She really felt abandoned, and he really did regret the fact that she didn't understand his true intentions that evening, what he meant when he went to visit her, when he was making love to her. He really hated that she felt used, and he didn't want her to feel that way again. So, you know, the fact that he's taking his time now and he wants to do it right, and even now he's telling her that he wants to bring that joy to her for the rest of his life. He's serious about this. He doesn't want to use her or make her feel used. That's really special. It's not just for a little while and then when the feeling is over, I gotta go and it was nice knowing you. Bye, you know.
Yeah.
So that
it's
really
a commitment,
is
right? It's a commitment right now. I'm committed to you.
Right.
I'm gonna be here for you.
And you know, sadly, some men do say that, but they don't really mean that. They would just say, "Yeah, I'm gonna be with you for the rest of my life," and then 15 minutes later, it's like, "Well, you know, we're not the same people. We're not compatible. Or you change, or I change, and I have to go, and that's it. You know, relationships, at least from what I'm told, relationships are not always easy, but you're supposed to work on them. And when you take those vows, you're really supposed to stay there for the good times and the bad times. And the fact that he's already showing respect and serious, how serious he is about this, it's like, oh my god, Gabriel, you're growing. You're not fooling around like before. You know, like when he had that imaginary passionate night at the library, and he was thinking about taking and tasting and then abandoning her. Now he's thinking of staying. So that's really nice. So, oh, Gabriel. Yeah. Okay, and this is a favorite quote from Andy. Ta-na-na-na.
Woo-hoo. Yay, again.
Okay, go, Andy.
Mm-hmm. I brought you here, this one.
Mm-hmm.
I brought you here because this is where it all began. You change my life at night. I'll never be able to thank you.
Oh. My God, can you imagine 7 years ago that special night really changed the course of their lives? How they, the paths that they took. I mean, for Julia, after that night, she wanted to become a Dante specialist. And yeah. Look at her now, she's studying to be one. And Gabriel abandoned his drug addiction after that. So, oh my god. And it was all on a night that he barely remembered.
Yes.
But, you know,
I think you start that anyway. Right? But sometimes, I think he mentioned that on Gabriel's Inferno. My body, my memory recognizing, even if I didn't recognize you.
Mm-hmm. His body.
I didn't know your name.
Right.
But my body knew it was you.
Right.
Strong that happened at night. Even if he wasn't in his right frame of mind, he could feel something as different as her.
Right.
Somehow he could remind her.
Right. He remember her smell. He remember her fingers felt familiar. And even when he couldn't remember. And he always kept thinking of her as the brown-eyed angel. And he couldn't remember why he thought of her like that. But, you know, she was still there, even though he thought it was a hallucination. She was there. So, oh my god, Gabriel, he's so romantic. Real love. And Leslie says that she loves the quote, life changing.
Yes.
And Leslie also says that he knew innately. He remembered her physical and spiritual presence.
Visceral, something like that. Close to her.
That's true.
Right. I saw close to her, and her so close to me somehow.
Right.
She saved me. It's strong when he said she was my angel. She saved me. Her light shines through me. She dispersed the darkness away. So for me, it's a very sweet.
Right. Yeah. So, and so Julia tells him that his love, she says, your love is thanks enough. So, aww. And then, again, the music, which we were listening to, Frank Sinatra, Fly Me to the Moon before, and now we have I've Got You Under My Skin. So, aww. Romantic. My God, really. The music in the playlist is really, really breathtaking. And it makes it so romantic and special. The boss has good taste in music. And so does Gabriel.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we weren't swooning enough with the words and his actions and the music, now it's like, oh my god, my ears, they're in heaven.
Yeah.
And Pearlene knows I obsess about the music way too much.
Something that caused you, that caused me when I read Sir is poetry, it caused you is music.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Pearlene has some, like, the words or something that's close to everybody. Art, sometimes the way that's mentioned art. I think he writes different things that link to us in a different
right.
emotions, bring us different emotions, I think that's it. When I read his words.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, Leslie said, SR brings the romance and all the art.
Right, the five senses.
Yeah.
The sight, the smell, the hearing, the tasting. I mean, we can taste the food. If we try to make it while we're reading. It's like, oh my God. I'm drinking champagne and eating strawberries. Cheers, Gabriel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway. So, again, Mr. Bancroft provided the music. Thank you. I have a feeling maybe he's hanging around, like, one of the trees, bunches. He's in charge
Hopefully
of
the... Hopefully not. I don't want to see someone speaking around the tree. Oh, there you are.
Yeah, yeah. Right, hello.
The creepy.
Yeah. Right. Is everything all right? Is everything okay?
Right, because it's like Gabriel is not really doing anything with the playlist right now. He's just like, oh yeah, that's the Neva. He's in charge of the music. And I kept thinking, well, where is he? He has to be near.
I'm hoping there's Alexa, like Alexa moment.
Right?
I'm playing my playlist. I'll be in my house.
Right.
Maybe he is watching the electricity for the sounds and the the things, you know, like he's in the woods. We don't want a fire.
So yeah, who knows? But I think Mr. Bancroft got the there's some speakers that look like rocks, and you could put them around the place as a decoration. I think they're waterproof as well, and you can tell that they're, you know, little what do you call them? Oh my God, they're speakers. They're waterproof and they look like rocks, and you know, maybe that's what they did. They have those speakers around. So it's like, oh my God, it's a surround system.
Carla said he's the paparazzi taking photo.
Right?
That's true. Someone got to document everything. I'm sure he's taking photos and videos too.
Right?
Creepy neighbor.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, there are some guys, I forgot, there was a company, I was watching the news. There's a company that will take photographs of the proposal, but they are hiding, so the girl doesn't feel awkward that there's a guy or a girl taking pictures of her while the guy's proposing. They like hide near the area and they take pictures, and then once the whole proposal is over, they come and they're like, congratulations, we took pictures of the proposal. So you have a little momentum of what happened.
That's nice. That's a nice thing. It's a spontaneous gesture that he captured in the photographs.
Right, nice. Right. So, oh my God, Gabriel, you're so romantic.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway, and then Gabriel, well, Julia tells him that it's lovely, and he tells her that it's not half as lovely as her. Oh my God. And here is my partner's favorite line, along with you, Andy. Yay.
Pearlie.
Oh.
Come on, Pearlie.
Ready, partner? What? Are you ready to read your favorite line?
You brought beauty to my life, and the instant I met you.
Aww.
And here I'm gonna play devil advocate. The fofo used almost the same line to mention Raven. He said that she brings beauty to my world as well. It's interesting that that William and Gabriel have something in common. The one that they love, Julia and Raven, brought beauty, brought light, brought
something to their world. And they use almost the same line. I think the line
that I mentioned is in Raven.
Mm-hmm.
And the Raven that he said, you brought beauty to my world. That's so beautiful, let me find.
Aww, Willie! Oh my God! Oh, see, this
if you haven't read it yet, then Frankie series, please do. It's pretty amazing. It's amazing.
Yes.
I know there's a paranormal element, but it's about love and redemption, and Raven as a character is amazing as well. Please do take a leap of faith and read it. It's in one of my favorite series.
And oh my god, Willie is such a romantic too.
Yeah.
He's really, really sweet.
Too.
Yeah, overprotective, but he really is sweet with Raven. And, you know, my god.
Yeah.
We need more Williams and Gabriels. And Pauls.
Oh, yes. And Pauls.
Yes. Can't leave out Paul. So, yeah. I really liked it that he tells her that he can't believe that she's still here after all these years. And that she loves him. Which, again, it just shows us, you know, how much he really loves her. His beloved Beatrice.
Wow.
So, and then she tells him that she loves him, too, even when he didn't recognize her. Oh, my God!
Oh, yeah. See, I told you.
We knew that because she was always looking at him. She wanted to hug him that first seminar. But, oh, it's like Samia says, for sure. But it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. And we also find out that Gabriel has a gift for Julia. What is it? Well, turns out that Gabriel gives Julia an envelope. And there's an announcement from the Uffizi Gallery. Willy. And it declares that there will be a special opening, an exhibit of the extraordinary collection of Botticelli's illustration of Dante's Divine Comedy. What? Yes, the Divine Comedy will be
what
on display. Remember the illustrations that he was hiding from everyone else?
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that he's lending them to the Uffizi Gallery. The display is a gift for his fidanzata, Julianne Mitchell.
Another hint, Julia.
Right, fidanzata. But maybe she thinks he just calls her that because he wants to call her that over there.
Yeah.
It's the second time that she calls her a fidanzata.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, Pam says, should we tell William?
Well, you know that everything that happened with William is Julia's fault.
Oh! What do you mean by that?
Well, I don't know.
Carla is
you
saying.
Have to know.
Carla says, I think William already knows. Danger, danger.
So now he knows.
See, I never really knew because I haven't read Redemption. So I didn't know what happens, how William knows about the illustrations and stuff. So now it makes sense. It's like, oh, so that's how the illustrations made it to the Uffizi Gallery.
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. Can I read the quote for William?
Yeah.
William, the beauty of the quote is like this. He says in Raven chapter 54, he says, you brought beauty to my world. I wanted to do the same for you, if only for one night.
Aww. The fofo.
Yes.
You know, my God, I wonder if William becomes human, does that mean that he and Gabriel will be friends now?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? It's not gonna be like
I can't see so how close in personality.
You know, maybe they can, you know, do like a boys' night out or something, or boys
well, you know,
go camping.
Dangerous for Gabriel.
Well, yeah, that too. But, you know, maybe they can express how much they love their partners and it's like, oh my god, we almost think alike. Yeah, or something. I don't know. Pam says, I wish they would. Well, I can imagine Julia telling Raven, like, oh, he loves me so much. He says that I brought beauty into his life. William said the same thing. Like,
wait a minute. What is happening right now?
Right? Like, huh? Interesting. Is there like a book they're reading? Maybe they're getting the lines from the same book.
Oh, maybe they have a friend in common.
Right, and it's the boss.
Alter, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The boss.
William, maybe it's his alter ego.
Right. Oh, Carla says, I insist. I want William, Gabriel, and Nicholas having a boys' night out. Ooh, yeah. Maybe they can do that.
Monica, William has a Gabriel butt naked trauma.
Oh, yes. That was my favorite part. That was a funny scene.
Yeah, please cover yourself.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Gabriel is, why? It's beautiful. Yeah. Just because you think it's beautiful doesn't mean everyone else wants to see it, you know? Gabriel. So, yeah, maybe
also
one day.
Now we know that it's Julia's fault. That's it.
Julia's fault, okay. So, yeah. Okay, so Julia tells Gabriel that, oh my god, are you sure about this? What about the legal issues? Oh, yeah. And then this is the part when I was thinking, like, William, he says, my lawyer hired a team of experts to trace the provenance, which ended in the late 19th century. After that, no one knows to whom they belong. William.
And if you want to know, we have a phone in series.
And since they were always part of a private collection, I owe them legally and rightfully. Now I want to share them.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, someone... Right, meanwhile, someone in Florence is looking for his illustrations.
Yes, ready, Gabriel.
Right. So, interesting. Anyway, so Julia says that, you know, her name should not be attached to the exhibition because she's not the fidanzata, right, Gabriel? But he tells her that the love that she brings him is making him generous. So that's really nice of him. And then we find out that because of her, he's not selfish. And Julia tells him that he taught her to accept gifts, which is really nice. Before,
yeah,
she was ashamed of accepting anything.
It's like that they had this exchange now. Mm-hmm. He teaches her how to accept compliments and gifts. And
yes.
Her taught him how to be less self-centered, more less selfish, more easygoing, more caring for people. That's nice.
Yes.
Exchange.
Okay, and this is a favorite quote from Susie, and a favorite quote is, she moved to kiss him eagerly, less tasting his mouth. Ooh, more kisses, Gabriel, more. So, after they kiss, Gabriel informs Julia that Dr. Vitali wants to host a special reception for both of them. Remember she met him after the lecture? So that was nice. Like, oh, look at that, a reunion. Again, she will be the fidanzata. Anyway, and then Gabriel wants to know maybe if she would be interested in another private tour of the museum. Just the two of them.
Oh, yeah, baby. Always yes.
Right. That they almost got caught that time. And so, yeah, Julia tells him that she wants nothing more than that, Professor Winky. And then Gabriel talks at his collar. Like, oh, is it hot? Is it me or it's really hot in here?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So take that, Gabriel.
Yeah. How does it feel? Feel my pain.
Yeah, so he was teasing her, so now she's teasing him.
Mm-hmm. You're right. But he started it because he was talking about the museums.
Mm-hmm.
So Pam says, beware of dark corners.
Yeah,
and Leslie says, more museum sex.
Yeah,
in
baby.
In Florence, for sure, be aware of the corners. The
yes. See, now because of the Florentine series, I look up at the ceilings. So just in case, there might be someone.
I don't know why.
Like, oh, look at that.
Someone is watching me.
Right. Not paranoid, just looking for a special visitor. Anyway, so then let's get into business. Miss Mitchell, when would you like to get married? We could do it in the summer. Wait, oh yeah. Well, she did say that she was going to welcome his proposal, right, in the future. So, okay, that makes sense. Let's talk about the wedding. What do you want, Julia? Well, Julia does not want to get married in the summer. And Gabriel is really, really saddened with the news. But that's because she can't wait. Summer is too far away.
We can't wait either.
It's too far away.
For so long.
Right?
I can't wait anymore.
She can't wait, especially after he kisses her and he tells her how much she's changed his life. It's like, We should do it now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I said yes, so let's do it.
Yeah, let's get married. We could elope right here. The squirrels will be our witnesses. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, the moon, the apple tree.
Yeah, the apples. They have our initials.
The nature.
Mm-hmm. The moon, the neighbor who's still sneaking in, hanging on the branches. Anyway, so Julia says that she wants to...
Go away, Mr. Trump.
Wait, but she says that she wants to marry him tomorrow, if she could. Yeah, let's do it. But Gabriel's like, no, we need more time. We need to prepare our wedding.
Let's pretend that we get married tonight, and then we have sex.
Yes. Right.
We win.
We win, Gabriel. Let's do it. But no. So then Gabriel tells...
let's say
Vegas. Ooh. How do you explain that to the dads? Like, we'll be back. Where are you going? To the airport. What? We're going to go for a walk in Vegas.
Yeah.
We'll be back in 2 days. Where did he say they were going? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay,
so then Julia tells him that she wants a small wedding. She doesn't want to be alone anymore. And it's not just because she wants him to warm her bed.
No, she's really she's a mess.
Yeah,
in a hurry. I want to talk with Twitchy, and I want it now. So let's go married now.
Right, let's do it. And so
I like the fact that she wants it already.
She's desperate.
I think suits her personality. I don't think Julia's gonna be something grandiose like a lot of people. And I like the fact that she sent. True to herself and wanna
Right. Well, I think small weddings are more meaningful because they're intimate and you really just bring the people that you love and care for you, and it's more a celebration of the union and not of the big party. Sometimes that could be distracting when it's like, and the 50 doves, Rachel, you know, and it's like all of these people you've never seen and you never talked to, and all of a sudden you're there, yes, to celebrate a party, but it becomes more like a celebration of things. Can it get bigger?
Instead of the real meaning.
Right, the union of two people. So yeah, I like the small wedding. And so yes, Gabriel's a bit worried. Like, what about your studies? Won't it be a distraction? But Julia says, no, lots of people are married already by then. Which is true. And so yeah, she wants to do that. Where? Assisi. Oh my god.
So she has everything planned.
I think she's been thinking about it too. You know, like, he should propose. So whenever he asks, I will be ready. So she planned. She's like, Assisi, and I want this chapel and this song. Maybe, I don't know. So Assisi, that's
so
a really nice place.
For them. Yeah, meaningful for them. Assisi, yes. Both of them. Yeah.
Right. I mean, we do know that she used to go there before. And she's Catholic, and he's an Episcopalian, so it's like, oh my god, he's willing to do it in another...
Mm-hmm.
It's still Christian church, but it's another branch. So that's really nice. And, and then the honeymoon, where should we go? This is a very interesting question. Should we go to Paris, Venice, or Belize?
Brazil, yeah.
Right?
I like everything.
Rio de Janeiro.
Birthday, that one, she wants to go to South America.
Yeah. Gabriel, you need to expand that list. So yeah.
Bye Carla. Thank you for your
idea. So it turns out that Julia doesn't really, really care because everything will be perfect as long as she's with him. So and he's happy about that. And then I thought this was at least this was my favorite quote. She kissed him again and within moments felt the world spinning around her. That's the Gabriel effect. He kisses you and you forget your name.
Where am I? What's my name?
So, yeah. So then he tells her that he has something else to show her, which is the part where we're like, Oh my god. So he takes her to the tree, the orchard, and he tells...
Tree.
Oh god, this is the part when I started crying. He holds her hand and he tells her that the first time they were there, he picked an apple. And by the way, the apple was red, in case you were wondering. And that apple represented his life at the time, which was carnal, selfish, violent, and a magnet for sin. And then he kneels down. Oh my God. He takes out a golden apple out of his pocket and he tells her, "This apple represents what I've become, full of hope and love." Ah! And this is my partner's favorite line and my favorite line, so go, partner, read it.
No, go.
Okay, so Gabriel asks, "Has a man ever asked you to marry him before?" She shook her head, covering her mouth with her hand. "Then I'm glad I'm your first." Oh my God! The memories!
I'm dying.
Remember me, Beatrice. Remember your first.
Right, remember your first. Oh my God.
I'm having a heart attack right now.
Oh, God, the boss is good.
Best.
Yes. And Leslie
that's
says.
Important to us.
Mm-hmm. Leslie
I'd
says.
Like to be your first.
Leslie says, "Just the best proposal ever." Oh, and Annalise has to leave.
Bye, Annalise.
Okay, so then he opens. See, even my dogs are like, "Yes, I'm glad I'm your first. That's my line." Ooh, you know, for a poster, for a movie. "I'm glad I'm your first."
Oh,
Gabriel's Inferno.
God. Yeah. It's something like the Mr. Gray. We'll see you now. Mm-hmm. It has to be the promotion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and
I'm
this
your
right. Okay, so then he opens the apple, and it's like a magic box. Oh my God! And inside there's a sparkling diamond nestled in against the folds of red velvet. So, ooh, very nice. And this is Andy's favorite line. Go, Andy.
"I want to be your first and your last. I love you, Julian. I offer you my heart and my life."
Aww.
You're done.
Right? And this is the part when I was like, oh my God, everything's perfect. It's great. And then he said this and it brought me back to something else. And I was like, oh, because he tells her, "Marry me. Be my wife, my friend, my lover, and my guide. Be my blessed Beatrice and my adored Julianne." His voice wavers slightly. "Say you'll be mine forever." And this is the part when I was like, Paul! Because in chapter 40, Paul tells Julia, "Choose me," he whispered, his eyes deep and intense. "Choose me, and I will give you a happy life. I love you, Julia. Say that you'll be mine."
Yes.
Right, and then she didn't say anything. She just started crying. But this is the part when I was crying because I thought, oh my God, Paul almost said the same things. Well, he said similar things, and it was a different reaction, a different answer. She didn't feel anything there. Why, Julia? Why?
I'm not meant to be here as Elizabeth.
But I still don't have that book. It's okay. I keep writing fan fiction in my head. So she says yes, and he puts the ring in her finger. Oh my God. And he places it in, and she says, he tells her, "I chose the ring a long time ago when I picked out the wedding bands, but it can be returned." Remember when he got the wedding bands? It was back in the day when he got that silver frame for his daughter's picture, Maya.
Yes.
So, oh my God, he's had that engagement ring since then. Like,
for so long, yeah.
Right?
He was saving it. Yes.
Oh my God. We could have been engaged a long time ago. Just kidding.
Yeah. No,
a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true. I think they needed the break because they needed to grow and discover things and change. And, you know. Oh my God. Anyway, so he gives her the ring and Julia looks at it. And it's a 2.5-carat cushion-cut diamond in platinum. Ooh. And the ring was, yes, it's old-fashioned with smaller bead set diamonds that surrounded the central stone and graduated side stones that decorated the band. So, ooh, it's a beautiful ring.
Remind me the ring Edward chose to Bella in Twilight.
Ooh, really? I have to see. Look at that ring. Okay, so Julia thinks that it's very ornate. It's a bit more than she would have chosen for herself. But because he picked it, she will keep the ring. So, aww, that's so nice. And it's 2.5. That's good. Because if he picked like a 7-carat, that's too heavy and too big. And, you know, it's just too much. It will be uncomfortable, I think. She's studying and things. It might be too flashy. I don't know. Anyway, so she likes the ring that he gives her. And he tells her... She tells him, "I've wanted you forever since I first saw your picture. I wanted you even before I knew you." And Gabriel tells her... And this is Andarta's last favorite quote for this chapter. Are you ready, Andy?
Yes.
Okay, go.
Ready as I must be. Just your goodness. And now I get to keep my Beatrice forever.
Aww. Aww. Love is in the air. And oh my God, could it be more perfect? The whole thing. It was just magical. We love you, Gabriel. And the wait was worth it. It was really worth it. My God. I was crying when he proposed and everything. I was like, oh my God, it's so beautiful. Men need to take notes. This is how you propose, you guys. You know, take your time.
Yeah.
Pay attention. What's a meaningful place for you two? That would be a good place to propose.
Yes.
So,
anyway.
I have to say, I read a lot of proposals from books. I think this one wins, like, best proposal ever.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree. 100%.
Monica says, like, F, you were in a fairy tale.
Yeah.
Oh, fairy tales are beautiful. But really, I don't think even fairy tales can... meet to this standard, which is like everything was beautiful. It was simple. It was simple, but it was elegant and it was sweet and heartfelt and oh my God.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Right. Oh my God. And especially, I'm glad I'm your first.
Yes.
Like, it was perfect. So now.
The way that Sir ties up everything, right? All these moldons.
Mm-hmm.
It begins in the orchard, ends in the orchard, and everything gets go full circle.
Yes.
Very amazing.
Monica says, "I'm a little realistic. Sorry." Well, yeah. I mean, not everyone can borrow Gabriel's orchard, but you know, it's the intention to really put some effort into that.
Yes, the intention, the sweet intention.
Right. I know some people, someone who just went and. He gave the lady the ring in an apple jewelry box, but he didn't decorate the jewelry box or anything. So he just goes like, "I was going to propose, but since you're here, so yeah, there you go." And that was it. And I was there. And I was like, "Really? That's your proposal? No flowers, no dinner, no I love you, my beloved. You changed my life," or something. It was just dry. So, yeah, I was just like, yeah, you need to read more books, maybe watch a few films, listen to some music, inspiration, maybe, just a little.
Yes, you know, my proposal wasn't my birthday, and I regret about that all the time, because every time that is my birthday, I have to remember that moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To not pick. Birthdays or special
holidays, right?
That.
Yeah,
please, because you don't know if you are going to live together, it's okay. But if you don't, so don't do it. Just
see, this makes me wonder how Papa Richard proposed to Mama Grace. I'm sure he probably did something romantic like this. Remember, yeah, he sold his car to give Grace those diamond earrings when he told her he loved her.
Yeah.
So,
must be special to you, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I also wonder how Aaron proposed to Rachel.
Yes. Oh, Ben said, not fan of birthday, Christmas, or Valentine proposals. Yes, I agree with you.
Or New Year's.
That doesn't work out. You have to remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, but Gabriel did good.
Well, I'm lucky that I've been forgetting that. But, you know, it's mm-hmm. always that you have to remember that, always.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first kiss. You never forget about that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Anna says that would be a great little side story about Papa Richard's proposal.
No.
Ooh. Maybe Sarah writes something about it.
Maybe, you know,
maybe
the boss.
Maybe she write like outtakes, right?
Yeah, maybe flashbacks. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's how Gabriel got his inspiration. Papa Richard told him, you know, like, I did a special picnic or blah, 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 and we did the candles. Something. I don't know. So, oh, my God. Love is in the air.
Yeah.
And now we have to wait for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
See, I think at the end, it's going to be Gabriel who's going to organize everything because he's more into details than Julia. Julia just gave the setting. Cece, soon. That's it.
Yeah.
Just make sure it's in a season. Right? I think Gabriel's going to be like Rachel. Maybe not 50 dubs, but I think he's going to put a lot of pay attention to the little details too. So, oh my God. Oh, this is going to be interesting. So, thank you so much, Andy, for joining us tonight.
Thank
the special
you,
chapter. Oh, my God, the engagement.
Thank you for inviting me. It was so nice. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And again, don't forget, Andy and Samya will be back next Sunday, September 24th at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time, with Julgamento de Gabriel. Right?
Okay.
Yay! Prologue in chapter 1 or just the prologue?
We should decide. Maybe prologue in chapter 1.
Okay.
Depends on the time because we are struggling with the mixer.
Right. And
time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So we'll see. So, oh my God, we can't wait to hear your reactions now as you go into the next chapter. And so, yeah, wishing you the best with the new book. So, woo!
Thank you so much.
You're
thank
welcome.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
And love you. We love thank you for supporting
love
us,
you so much.
Thank you. Means a lot to us.
Okay. And don't forget again, sign up to Sylvain Reynard's newsletter because there is a big announcement coming soon. Ooh, what will it be?
House with now.
Right? Well, it wasn't soon enough last week, so let's see if something happens now this week.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
Right? Right? We're going to put that picture of the old lady from the Titanic. It's been 84 years.
It's anyway,
so thank you.
Yeah.
84
years old and he's ready for the music. Right? Come on, boss. Something has to come out. It's the new vintage coming out to a liquor store near you. Williams vintage. I don't know. We're going to need we're going to need that vintage if we keep waiting. Anyway, so thank you so much for joining us, ladies. We'll be back next week on September 24th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, New York Time. We'll go over Chapter 53.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like 53. Oh boy. I took a peek. Paul's back. Yay.
Okay. Yeah, we had to go.
Okay, so now we have to go. So see you ladies and thank you so much for joining us and we hope you have a good week. And don't forget to follow us. Yes. And don't forget to join us next week at Gabriel Sirius FP and send us your favorite quotes. Alright, and that's it for tonight.
Bye.
Have a good night and a good week. Bye ladies.
Bye.
got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars, and let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.